Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cassandra is in La Mesa, and she is having an inner dilemma right now because she's wondering how many people her boyfriend hooked up with before they became quote-unquote official. That about sum it up, Cassandra?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Right. Okay, so what started this whole thought process train that you have?
I was hanging out with a girlfriend of mine, and, you know, just so you know, this girlfriend of mine, we just became really close. We weren't that close prior to my boyfriend and I. And she basically told me that her and my boyfriend had hooked up before we were official.
Okay.
And there was this period of time that we were just seeing each other. We, you know, it took us a minute to become official. We were both kind of like just doing whatever and, you know, work and just all life stuff. And so we just were seeing each other for about 6 months. And so during that time, I'm guessing that's when they hooked up. But now I'm like, did he hook up with a lot of other women? Like 6 months is kind of a while. And we were just seeing each other. Like, I'm just kind of wondering if I'm, you know, being kind of nuts, or I don't know.
Okay. So what started your spiral, I think, is that you're thinking, oh, even though we weren't official, right? You didn't say,
Yeah. You
don't have the right to say you're not allowed to sleep with anybody because you guys hadn't done that yet.
Correct.
But you're kind of in a panic now thinking, okay, if he slept with her, like all of a sudden, well, how many is it? And am I overthinking it? And do I have a right to even think that?
Yeah. Am I being dramatic? Am I being like weird? I don't know. Like, is it, I don't know. It's just something I've been thinking about since my girlfriend was like, hey, and she was really like sweet about it. She was like, look, I didn't even know you guys were seeing each other because, you know, we weren't even that close. And like, and she was kind of like in our friend circle and stuff. So it just started it.
Cassandra, did you have any, did you hook up with anybody before you guys became official?
I didn't. I went on a couple of dates, but I didn't really hook up with anyone. I mean, I pretty much stopped seeing anyone after like our fourth date. I was like, oh, this is going somewhere. So I kind of stopped being on the apps. I didn't really, you know, like even people that were like, hey, you know, I would be like, hey, I'm not really dating anymore. You know, I wasn't like, I have a boyfriend, because I didn't, but I just, yeah.
Well, first of all, I think that was a good thing of your girlfriend talking to you, especially the way she presented it to you. She was trying to make sure that it didn't ever get weird down the road, which I think is a really good thing, right? She's a good friend.
Yeah, she's a good friend. No, totally.
And you're not saying you don't expect him not to have a past.
No, no, no. And I just am like, oh gosh, if he slept with her, then maybe there was someone else and maybe there were a couple people. I don't know. I'm trying not to spin out of control. So I'm just like, okay, maybe I just need someone else to be like, here, it's fine. Don't be crazy.
Cassandra, are you worried also that he has been with somebody since you guys did become official, or is that out of the question?
No. He does not give me that at all. No, I'm not worried about that.
All right.
Well, I mean, we'll get into what we think in a little bit, but let's throw it out to KSWN loyal listeners so they can give you some what I think is going to be reassurance. 833-287-1037. What do you think Cassandra should do? Love him or list him? Is she overthinking it?
Cassandra, would you mind hanging out? We can see what our KSWN loyal listeners have to say. I'm sure they're going to take you down the right path.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll hang out.
All right, cool. 833-287-1037. Should she love him or list him? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I was hanging out with a girlfriend of mine, and, you know, just so you know, this girlfriend of mine, we just became really close. We weren't that close prior to my boyfriend and I. And she basically told me that her and my boyfriend had hooked up before we were official. But now I'm like, did he hook up with a lot of other women? Like, 6 months is kind of a while, and we were just seeing each other. Like, I'm just kind of wondering if I'm, you know, being kind of nuts, or I don't know.
That's Cassandra in La Mesa. She needs help whether she should love her man or list her man. Debbie in El Cajon, what do you think? What do you think she should do? Love him or list him?
You just, you know, paths are like, everybody's got one. I think she should, you know, stick around. I mean, everybody has a path.
You should write greeting cards for a living. Thanks for the call. Nikki in Vista, what do you should she love him or list him? Tell us why.
I think she should love him and give him a chance. I think that, you know, everybody has a history, and if she starts tripping on things that he did before they were official, then what is she going to trip on in the relationship?
Yeah.
And so
I
think she should just trust him and, you know, like, give him a chance. And if he starts giving her icky vibes, then you know what it is.
Right. Thanks, Nikki. Take care. Kristen in San Carlos. Cassandra, who's in La Mesa, has a boyfriend of 2 years, found out recently that one of her friends hooked up with him before they were a couple. What do you think she should do? Love him or list him?
She definitely needs to love him because she is very secure about their relationship now. And there's no reason to self-sabotage the relationship for something that happened before they were together.
Well said. Thanks, Kristen. One more. Caitlin in Oceanside. I think I know where this is going, but what do you think Cassandra should do? Love him or list him? This boyfriend of hers that hooked up with her friend way before they were a couple.
Love him. I mean, the past is the past. As long as you have no concerns and you have something good going, don't overthink it. Just let it be what the past is and rock the relationship you got, girl.
And a girl, Caitlin. Appreciate it. Well said. Let's go back to Cassandra.
Well, Cassandra, everyone's had their thoughts and chimed in. Where do you go from here?
I think I'm going to love him. I think I'm overthinking it. I think that my period's coming. I think I need chocolate. I think I need to just have some pizza and call it a day.
I mean, I agree. I think you're spiraling on yourself, and you don't need to do that.
Well, nobody likes to think about someone. I'm assuming that you're in love. You've been together for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
So no one likes to think of anyone that they love with anybody else. But yes,
it's
happened before you guys became quote unquote official, it's history.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're confident, and it sounds like you are, and you said that you are, that everything's been really cool since you guys became official, just the two of you, monogamy, then you've got nothing to worry about.
Okay. Yeah. That's how I feel in my heart. So that feels good.
Okay.
Get yourself a latte and maybe a nice truffle. And then a little later, a nice bath and a glass of wine, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to do that.
All right, Cassandra. Take care. Thank you for sharing your life with us.
You're welcome. Bye.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.